The advisements, and then we got the other one, well, we're on to other business, then we go back to regular. Case we got now is,
You're welcome.
Thank you, good night, y'all.
Thanks.
Good night. This is tabled also, I need to make sure I don't get mixed up. Table to one. Okay, we'll go around, just get this other business one, I got it, that's what.
Other business?
Yeah, you got that one,
What we doing?
10, 7, 16?
You don't wanna do the under advisement first?
Oh, we can do.
He's the chairman, you overrule the chairman now?
No, I'm just used to doing the, I'll go back to.
Can I see in the back room? Recession.
I just had all my paperwork ready for the other.
Oh, well, go right in there.
I didn't hear what you said, really.
I said, we're either gonna advise or do other business, but I said nothing.
Doesn't matter.
No, so I said, we'll just go ahead and do it, no, we're going back to, hey, under advisement.
Gives me a hard time.
You're giving you a hard time now, you've had it, remember you got me mixed up.
Other business, okay.
But, no, advising, now what are we doing? I've got my paper all switched around. Under advisement.
Whatever you wanna do.
Now, what do you wanna do?
I'll go back to under advice.
It's a new year.
Hey, what we doing?
Under advisement.
We're gonna take a break? Under advisement, please.
Okay.
All right. And we're on, Mr. Weller's, case number 10,744. I'd say a little more time, look at that one, I got confused. Going back and forth.
Which one?
Yeah, Mr. Weller.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Okay. First case is under advisement, what was the first one? Case number 10,744, Weller's Tire Service, Inc. Variance from the front yard setback requirements for a sales display.
Brent, what's your concerns here?
One thing is, I don't know, he asking for a variance to put anything he's got in his lot for up, to move it anywhere he wants to put it and put it. Well, we don't know everything's going to be in his lot, what's going to have? You know, I mean, he might have campers in the front of the place or next to the road and everything. I think the traffic's a big thing. I don't agree with the zero variance. I mean, that's why the county's got it, and he's got a big place there, and he's just got a lot of trailers there stacked on top of each other. I mean, he can put them to the back and stuff. I just don't think he needs all that zero. And I got the question on, if we approve this, anything he's got on that lot, he can move it where he wants to, the way I understand, right?
Well, and I guess the existing variance is given the right to put his sales trailers out to the property line.
Right,
and you can't affect
can do
those.
That.
The sale trailers, yeah.
Yes.
But yeah,
that was done by prior boards.
Utility.
But what you're saying is right. He wants the ability to put
whatever he wants
out to the.
I mean, he can sell anything.
Swing sets, what he has out there, like carports.
Yeah, but he might get new stuff too.
Yeah.
Right? Anything you don't know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Get combines.
Yeah, put tractors. I just think it's, and the other end is the safety end of that. That is close to the road. We've been there with wrecks before. And I just don't think, you know, you're putting people in, they can see that place, no trouble at all. You know, I don't agree with the zero either.
I can appreciate that, you know, he wants to show his wares.
Yes.
You know, I got to admit that many times that I've ridden by there, you know, it's interesting to see what he's got available. You know, I've often thought maybe I'll buy a trailer one day. I don't disagree with you in that, you know, and certainly my concerns might even be a height or blocking issue. Now, you know, keep in mind that we do allow cars up to the property line in other situations. We allow boats. I recall, Dale might recall as well, a boat dealership that we did, in fact, we did grant them a all but 1 foot variance.
What?
And we did that because they were parking their boats out in the state right away. Mm-hmm. The dealership, I think, has been sold since then. And the new owner apparently doesn't understand what kind of variance he has, and you know, he's allowed to park within 1 foot of the property line because he again has them out in the state right of way. So I'm, you know, if you're suggesting, you know, everything but a 1 foot, a variance to cover everything but 1 foot, I have no problem with that. I kind of agree, especially on that front parcel that's in the V.
Yeah.
Or the Y or whatever, on the point.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know so much the, you know, the backside, that larger parcel, the 16-acre parcel, you know, because that's a good distance from 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even on the 13 side of the other parcel, maybe. So.
I don't even think he would be able to meet the regular setback because it's a through also.
So
he wouldn't be able to meet.
No, and so that certainly
anyway.
That certainly makes it unique, and it mm-hmm. makes it not created by the applicant, and a lot of other things. So I don't think there's any question that it meets the standards for granting the variance. But you know, how much we, the one thing that we back in several years ago when we granted this one particular variance that I have in mind, I think we did several, didn't we, Dale?
Mm-hmm.
By granting them, I don't know, setback was 60 feet, and we granted them 59-foot variance, okay? And we did that so that the folks from the county could go out there and say, you know, if we grant the full setback as a variance, then they can't enforce anything.
Yeah.
But if we grant all but 1 foot, in the once they're, you know, if they're not, if it looks like it's, you know, on the line or at passes or certainly beyond the line, then they can say, wait a minute, no, you've got a 1 foot setback now. So, and what's your feeling on that, Susan?
So the only thing he could have are the sales trailers at the 0 foot, but everything else you're saying have it sit in 1 foot.
Yeah, like 1 foot. Mm-hmm. That way you come by the rent and you say, well, it looks like it's closed, and you come in and ask
1 foot, I mean, 5 foot better or 1 foot or
whatever you say.
Whatever you want. I mean, you don't have to be 60. You make it whatever you feel. But the trailers are zero right now, what he's got. But anything else, you can have it. He wanted zero. You want it 2 feet, 1 foot, 3 foot?
I mean, he's right to the road.
Yeah, he's right at his setback.
Yeah, he's right.
Because he was in the state right away, and when I met with him, he moved. He found his property markers, and he moved everything back.
Yeah, I don't think he intentionally is.
Laws or anything. I'm surprised the state didn't.
Yeah,
I am too. Really,
I was surprised that they never said anything. He's never been approached by the state.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I knew it was the county or what was, but mm-hmm. he kept getting closer and closer.
He's got that way over there at Greenwood, though, too. Remember that we were there next to Smith's? He's got that feedlot stuff he used to have. Oh, too, with them big trailers set right there.
And they're in town.
That's town limit.
That's in town, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smith's is in town.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's doing it intentionally, nothing like that. But I just don't agree with zero.
Well, I think he's got a surplus of inventory because he closed the Lincoln branch operation.
That's why he's asking for him. It's great. So much stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's you know, I don't know how specific you want to be, but let's look at the playground equipment and another light. If they've got playground equipment out there and mom and dad are looking at buying something,
right?
Most likely the kids are going to be with them, aren't they?
Here's the suggestion. I think I know where you're going with that as well. It's utility trailers
mm-hmm.
right now, which I don't know. That's that a cargo trailer does not fit that definition.
Well,
so you're saying?
I think it does, doesn't it?
Does.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not utility in a height, because I was thinking, you know, maybe we restrict the height at a distance. So we say anything over 7 feet is required to have more of a setback.
Yeah, speaking at the playground.
So that way the playground equipment would have to sit back further. That, you know, larger, taller trailers, like that big one with the signs, it's got to sit back further.
Yeah.
You know. I think 7 feet would cover most any of the cargo trailers.
So 98, he was approved assisted trailer sales. displays.
That could be cargo, that could be tractor trailers or flatbed trailers.
Okay. Well, so we can limit the rest of the stuff.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Jeff, with the kids.
Especially for the pie slice there.
Yeah.
Sure it is. That corner bad coming off of going into Newton right on the other side. You got, we've lived in Bridgeville. That's a bad corner.
We have money wrecked right there.
Oh, well, you got to have people coming out. They're trying to get out the same way they're coming in. They get confused.
Slide right out of the road.
What? What happened? You put a 10-foot away around it. I mean, 10-foot setback. Will that hurt them that much?
It shouldn't. It's going to hurt them right on the point.
Yeah.
There's not much room.
Yeah, that's because that's only a quarter.
He has a lot of parking in the middle.
Yeah, that's a quarter acre.
For vehicles for you to go and park.
That's a quarter of an acre.
That's too much, Susan?
I don't think he wouldn't make it.
Well, you can modify it by parcel, too. I mean, because they are separate parcels, right?
You could.
Right. Okay, the center and then the
yeah, so tools. Whatever parcel that little triangle is, you can do that one different from,
right.
You know, the one across the street, 16 acres. I
right.
mean, he's
right.
got a ton of property there.
Yeah, that's what I mean on there. I'd say put 10 foot on that.
Not all cleared.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, he's already got the state right away.
Yeah.
So, suggestion would be to make it 1 foot on that parcel, on the 16, and make it 1 foot on the more southern parcel.
Biggest one.
The 2 acre.
2 acre parcel.
on the west side.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And then on the point.
Just a foot.
A foot?
Yeah.
Parcel.
That quarter acre one.
Yeah.
Make that a foot.
What do you think, Jeff?
But a height restriction of 7 feet?
Yeah, I would rather see something so they wouldn't put the playground material out
right.
there.
But. Right.
Yeah, height of 7 feet on that.
On all of them? Or just that two in the center?
On that point.
That's parcel 93.
Okay, that's a foot.
And that's the 150 by 164 lot.
Okay.
And that's the one where a lot of the parking is.
Right.
Yeah, on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 1 foot, seven foot height.
And whatever you say on that that point, I would also suggest on the east side of the 2 acre parcel as well, all the way down.
Yeah.
1 foot setback all the way down.
Yeah.
With 7 foot height also.
With 7 foot
height
also. Height.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's on that two acre parcel.
Behind it,
yeah.
Behind the triangle. Okay.
Right. Yep. East side.
On the east side.
On the east side of it.
The 13, not the 13A, yeah, the highway.
59-foot variance. I'm assuming the setback is 60, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so 59-foot mm-hmm. variance in a 7-foot height restriction.
All the way
all
down.
Of it. Right.
Even for the triangle.
For all of the quarter-acre site, yes.
Yeah.
In the west side of parcel.
In the west side of the 2 acre parcel.
I'm sorry, the east part, east side.
East side,
that 2 acre parcel.
The highway side, the east
side.
The
highway side,
same
yes.
way.
59-foot variance and 7 foot height.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's for 93 also, the triangle, yeah. That side.
Right.
Okay.
And the 16-acre parcel.
A 1 foot, because he's out of there on the highway.
1 foot.
Or 59-foot variance.
59-foot variance on it also.
For the... For the all around, okay.
7 foot height also.
Well, shoot, then
is it all
the
way
only
back?
Thing left is the 2 acre, so we say 1 foot.
1 foot all, yeah.
Yeah, 1 foot all the way around. Then.
1 foot all the way around.
1 foot in anything. Why don't we just say
1 foot and 7 foot?
Grant a 59-foot variance.
Mm-hmm.
7 foot
height. And anything that borders 13 to 7 foot height restriction.
Yeah, right. That's easier on you.
Yeah.
And let that be 0 foot there on the 13A.
No, 59 all the way around.
I would make everything 59.
But a 7 foot height restriction on anything that borders 13.
And if it's higher than 7 feet, it's what? 10 foot setback?
10 foot setback. 5 foot. Because 10 foot
yeah.
on that corner would ruin it, right? You say.
Yeah.
Where's he got the playground equipment now? Not
that is part of the two
yeah.
acres.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's got room to move it back.
Yeah.
10 feet there. Okay.
Yeah.
The only trouble he
has
is
that what
the
you
triangle.
Guys are saying? Yeah. If it's 7 feet or higher,
if it's higher than 7 feet, it has to be
10 foot setback.
So basically, all three parcels, 59-foot variance plus 7-foot height. Anything over 7 feet has to be 10 feet back.
Yeah.
For all parcels, also.
His small trail, this will still all that kind of stuff. The big trail.
This can't affect whatever he's already permitted at zero anyway. So yeah, which is the sales trailers,
yeah,
right?
So.
Utility trailers.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all those utility trailers are stacked up out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a safety issue. But one or two of them out there wouldn't be.
Shoot, wouldn't be.
Yeah, put the rest in the back of the parcel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, any
right.
Mr. Chairman, then I guess...
You make that to a...
I think that the applicant's request does meet all the standards for granting a variance because of its location and size and shape. It meets the uniqueness and so forth. He obviously didn't create that parcel, so not necessarily created by him. I certainly don't feel it will affect the adjacent neighboring properties. And so I would make a motion to that we approve the variance with the for 59-foot variance and a 7-foot height, as we discussed, and then 10-foot back that can be higher than 7 feet.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,744 with the following stipulations that were read. Everyone understand them? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed. Next.